High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-1 Springfield Cougars and your 2-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Farlow cuts back to his right, pushing pile, still on his feet, dragged down from behind at the 18-yard line. Two hands on the ball, now pulling away. 50, 45, 40. Jarris Adams with one man to beat inside the 10, the 5. He will go the distance.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, in most high school football seasons, we'd be in, say, the district semifinals this weekend, district final, maybe talking about state playoff berths and so forth. But here we are in the Central League in 2020, things feeling and looking a little bit different as we are ready to roll in week four of the shortened high school season here in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, but thrilled to bring it to you live from George L. King Field as tonight. The 2-1 Strathaven Panthers back on their home turf for the second and maybe final time this year, taking on the visiting 2-1 Springfield Cougars, coming off their first loss of the season, a heartbreaker, 13-10, loss to Radnor a week ago, but the Cougars are ready to rock and roll here at George L. King Field, and we are thrilled to bring it to you live on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everyone, on a suddenly very clear, cool night. We've had about 2.5 days of rain here in southeastern Pennsylvania, but now it has cleared up nicely. It is definitely feeling like fall. People are bundled up just a bit, and we have in the background the band, which is usually 420 kids big here at Strathaven. Far fewer, but making some noise over in the East End Zone as the home Panthers make their way onto the field in their black uniforms head to toe, silver helmets, white numerals. And on the far sideline, the visiting Cougars, led by head coach Chris Britton in his seventh year, all white tonight with blue numerals, white helmets, and gold trim on the far sideline. So I'd like to introduce also Mike Mayer. And Mike, again, would also like to welcome Mike Mayer here next to me in person, but we may also have some listeners tonight. If you're tuning in on WONNewYork.net, welcome. We'll do our best to give you a good game here tonight, and it should be a very competitive game. Two talented teams, really stocked with underclassmen.
Absolutely. Should be. You know, both teams like to pound the ball. I don't know that we're going to see a lot in the air, but we may. Depends on how the evening is going. Certainly a good night to throw the ball. The air is still. It's cool. It should be easy to grip the football. It's not too cold. But these are two reasonably evenly matched teams. I think Springfield lost a heartbreaker last week in that 13-10 score against Radnor. I think they very much expected to win that game and did not play a good first half, and then kind of the wheels fell off in the second half. So tonight could be, you know, you got a shortened season. Normally we play 10 regular season games. We're only going to play 5 and then a 6th quasi-championship-type game within the Central League. So not a lot of time to recover, so this is going to be it for Springfield. Both teams coming in at 2-1. So this is important. Only, you know, one more game left after this in the regular season. I put that in quotes. But this should be a good game. These teams are pretty evenly matched. Springfield has a much bigger roster, almost 100 kids on their roster, I think. And Haven's still sitting at around 45. But Haven's got a powerhouse of running backs, and I think that's going to make the difference. Haven lost to Marple Newtown a couple weeks ago. That was a surprise. I think the Haven, couple of mistakes, some decisions, and Marple, to their credit, hung in there and pounded it away and basically took the clock away from Haven and ended up pulling the game out.
Well, Panthers coming off an enormous bounce-back win last week, 63-6 over an undermanned Harriton squad, but again, tonight should have a much better level of competition. Panthers, again, looking very strong. And of all seasons to have a shortened year, this one hurts.
Yep.
In the sense that at the 5A level, you have the Strathaven, Marple Newtown, Springfield. These are three teams in the Central League this year that would have projected very nicely in the 5A division in District 1 if we were playing in the playoffs and so forth. So disappointment there. But, you know, all that being said, playoffs or not, we will take every bit of football action we can get for these kids at this point.
We're just glad we're here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there have been – we talk about playoffs, but if you look around the state, the teams that started back in and around Labor Day and played a full season – many of them have had their hearts broken over the last couple of weeks. They're ending very abruptly. There have been cancellations throughout the state playoffs, by the dozen now. And again, the brackets are in disarray. And you know, more importantly than any championships and everything else, some of these kids, have played their last high school football game. So we are hoping here in Delaware County that we can keep things going for at least two more weeks on behalf of the kids. So continue, please, to follow all of your CDC guidelines and so forth, players, fans, families, and so forth. And we'd also like to shout out to a couple of the families that we know are listening. We've got some listeners in South Jersey. Hunter and Christian Mazur's grandparents are listening, and we say hello to them. My Uncle Ed is out in Colorado checking in tonight, from what I understand. So, again, we've had people nationwide and worldwide. But we are going to take a short time out for it and be back with the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Glad you're listening live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Star Spangled Banner. Not sure if you could hear it in the background tonight, but again, the fans are trickling in now and finding their seats. Again, it's a very socially distanced, thinned out crowd here at George L. King Field, but glad we're here in person for some high school football, and glad you're joining us either live or in the archive via havenfootball.net or on through the website wonnewyork.net.
And for those people listening in New York and who knows where else they're listening from, not familiar with Delaware County, we are just south of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Delaware County's got a lot of good football in it. They've had Panthers themselves have been state championships twice back in 1999 and 2000. But we're pretty good league in the Central League, pretty competitive. We also have some really good Catholic schools in the area, including Cardinal O'Hara and Bonner Prendy. And so, you know, we're a sports mecca in its own little way. It ain't Texas, but we certainly have our competitive teams. You know, rather modest facilities, but they're normal high school type stuff. But anyway, if you look and if you were watching the presidential election, Jake Tapper mentioned that we call ourselves Delcos. So we were fairly instrumental in the Pennsylvania victory for Mr. Biden this last time. So in any event, that's where we are in case you're wondering. And certainly if you go to our website, which is havenfootball.net, you'll get a whole sense of the Central League and where we are and geography and maps and standings and all the other good stuff. If you're interested, feel free to stop by and take a look.
So two very good coaches here in front of us tonight. Chris Britton for the visiting Cougars in his beginning his seventh year now. In his first 6 years, won three Central League titles, 55-21 overall for Coach Britton, who has really made a positive impact on the Springfield team in the last six-plus years now. And, of course, in front of us on the home sideline, Coach Kevin Clancy, who won his 316th game last week, Delaware County's all-time winningest coach, 249 of them actually, no, 248 of them at Strathaven. So, again, could maybe squeak out win number 250 here at Strathaven, where he joined the staff and, well, has been running the staff since 1991. Strathaven has won the kickoff and will kick it away. They deferred to get the ball in the second half, so they will kick it with junior kicker Charlie Shankweiler having it teed halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. He will be kicking from our right to his left. Standing deep to return for Springfield is number 5, Matt Dickinson, along with number 22, Brett Googler. All right, Shankweiler approaches, readjusts the football, and, again, we should have a good one tonight. We'll try to keep you posted on scores from around the Central League as well. But here we are, Cougars and Panthers, ready for the catfight at George L. King Field. Shankweiler, hand in the air, now ready to go. He approaches and sends a high, short end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 14-yard line and coming up this near sideline. This is number 26, rather, not 22. And with a wall down the near sideline, Shankweiler is going to knock him out of the bounds. Touchdown, saving tackle, but a flag on the play near midfield as number 26, Zach Tropiano. I thought it was 22, my mistake. Right off the bat, we'll hope try to minimize those as we go on. But Zach Tropiano with a nice run back across midfield, but this one will be marched backwards a bit. After they walk off the penalty for an illegal block, Springfield's offense will start near midfield here. We'll see where they spot it in just a moment. But it'll be quarterback Jake Rama leading the way. He's just a sophomore. Jaden Baden, Delaware County's leading rusher, is your running back. Brett Googler will also get carries and seat time at wide receiver. Robbie Longo and Zach Tropiano and Alex Chirino are your wide receivers as well. Up front, you've got John Williams, Brian Finley, Ethan Johnson, Mike Wysocki, and James McManus. Expect a no huddle. We will try to get to the Strathaven defense in a minute. They open with two wide receivers either side. They give to Jaden Baden right up the middle, and the Panthers collapse quickly after a short gain of maybe 2 yards. They'll move it out to the 47-yard line, gain of call it 3, second down and 7. Strathaven defense tonight, and we'll try to take it out. No, we won't. We've got a no-huddle offense, and Coach Britton making it tough on us already here from a broadcast standpoint. But here we go. Two wide receivers to either side. Rama in the gun. Takes a shotgun snap, looking, fires to the left flat, completes it, and now dancing across midfield is Chirino. Stiff arm, and he's going to push his way down that far sideline. First down yardage into Strathaven territory at the 43-yard line. Panther defense tonight includes Christian Mazur, Nate Perlman, Nick Filios, and Aiden Prochniak up front. Greg Belleville and Anthony Crawford, your inside backers. Jairus Adams and Matt Schuler on the outside. Alex Hemingway and Chase Nangle are your corners, and the free safety is Chase Barlow. On first and 10 from the Strathaven 43. Shotgun give again, and they go to Baden, who's right up the middle, and he's met there by Schuler and others. Nice work on the inside by Anthony Crawford as well. Crawford, 13 tackles a week ago. He leads the Panthers in tackles on the season, so a good start for the sophomore to his varsity career. Baden picks up, call it 4, and it brings up second down and 6 on the opening drive here. They'll snap it from the 38-yard line at the left hash. Pistol formation. Back is Rama again, the sophomore with time. Steps up, fires down the middle, has a man. It's complete into the secondary. Good tackle by Matt Schuler at the 21-yard line. But there's a gain of 17 and another first down.
That was a great play. You know, the defense was back there. They were in some kind of a zone, and they were in position where they should be. Nobody was watching the receiver that was cutting across, and he just hit him in the numbers and made the catch.
Is that Chirino again on it, number 2, I believe?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Pistol look again. Rama back again. They fire again to the flat. Is Chirino one more time in and out of his hands? Oh, we'd like that one back. Yeah, incomplete. It falls, and it brings up second down and 10.
Might have heard hoofbeats on that. He was pretty well covered, and I think if he had caught that, he would have been knocked right down.
Alex Chirino had a touchdown catch in the league in the season opener against Pencrest. Here, 2 catches for 34 yards on this drive already. Now you got a whistle pre-snap. Clock ticks. Clock continues to tick. I'm not sure. All right, here we go. They blow the ball back in play. Reset the ball and the play clock. No huddle look. Empty backfield this time as they set up Baden wing to the right. Motion from left to right, and they give it to Googler on the jet sweep. Steps inside, and Aiden Prochniak says no.
Yep.
Back to the 25-yard line. They'll lose a few as Googler caught by the senior defensive end.
Nobody blocked him, and I don't know whether that was a mistake or they expected him to suck down under the quarterback or what, but he was right there waiting.
Third down and 13. They'll march it back to the, call it, 25-yard line. 3 wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right, empty backfield this time. Baden slot left. Look for maybe a screen over there. Looking out to his left. Now they look for a little middle screen and a shallow cross. It's complete, but an excellent open field tackle right there by Matt Schuler. Slows down number 14, Longo, after a short gain. They're going to put it down at the 25-yard line. In fact, they may even lose a yard there.
This is definitely four down territory, but do they have an extra point kicker?
Oh yeah, no, this they attempted a 50-yard field goal a week ago. Fell a little short. They were good from 37, and then had a potential game tying one in the final play.
But they're going for it
at 30. But they go for it here on 4th and 14 from the 26. Back is Rama again. No huddle, looking all sorts of time deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there, incomplete. Overshoots his man, Alex Hemingway, in excellent coverage, and the Panther defense holds as they approach the red zone, and they'll get the offense on the field.
Good series for Springfield. I'm surprised they threw that play. That was, you know, you're thrown to the sidelines. You got very little room. The ball was overthrown, but even if it had dropped in, receiver was pretty well covered. I don't know. I would have, I think, spent more time trying to get the first down and play some more.
Panther offense on the field. Jack Ryder's your quarterback. Matt Schuler, Jarris Adams, and Christian Mazur in the backfield. We'll see a lot of different things here. Chase Barlow in there at the moment, too. On first down, they give it to Barlow, looking for room off the left side, and they swarm quickly. Nice job by the Springfield defense. Also for the Panthers up front, you have the two tight ends, Aiden Prochniak and Peter Blackburn. When they use a split end, it'll usually be Chris Willette. Jack Beck is your center, Nick Filios and Ethan Barrar, the guards. Ben Farabaugh and Jake Millette round out the offensive line, which are all underclassmen. So, again, Panthers looking forward to next year as well. Gain of a yard for Barlow on his first try. Second down and 11. Give is to Jarris Adams. Shake and bake. He turns his way into the left, to the right, and then across the 35, out to the 37-yard line. Good work there by Adams, just shifting his way through the line for a gain of about 13.
Not an easy guy to bring down.
Nice work there by Jarris. He comes into the game as the Panthers' leading rusher. And only by 2 yards. It's amazing walking into the game tonight that the Panthers have spread it out beautifully. And Mazur and Adams, almost identical stats coming in. 272 for Adams, 270 for Mazur, each with 4 touchdowns. Here, 1st and 10 from their own 37. 8 men in the box. They give it to Barlow. Looking for room. Plows his way, driving the pile out near the 45-yard line. Good work by the offensive line. And we're going to give Barlow maybe seven more yards here.
Yep.
So the Panthers, again, we saw a week ago that, you know, the capability with big play potential, and there are certainly guys with breakaway speed and the chance to hit it big. We also saw in the game against Radnor and against Marple Newtown the chance to be patient and take 5, 6, 7 yards at a time. The Panthers
Absolutely.
Come in tonight averaging 8 yards per carry. 2nd down and 3 here from the 45. Again, an 8-man front. Give is to Adams. They've got him stacked up this time.
Yep.
Excellent job by the defense, led by inside linebacker Michael Grapin. That gives me a chance to mention the defense here. Jack Laverty, Rob Nolinsky, Brian Layton, and Jalen Allen up front. Jack Clark and Brett Googler are outside backers. Mike Grapin and Colin Crawford are the other two linebackers. Zach Tropiano and Nate Kane are the corners. And Matt Dickinson, your free safety. 6:46 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven at their own 45 with a 3rd and 4 now in a scoreless game. 2 tight end set. Ryder with a 2 tight end set. Give inside and pushing his way on a guard trap. I think Adams will have himself a 1st down. They move the chains forward, give him 5 more, and the Panthers keep the offense on the field. Nice job there by the interior line. Panthers do give up some size up front. Again, don't have everybody's size listed, but they are noticeably smaller than the two defensive tackles.
No doubt, but the running backs, you know, they do what you're taught to do, particularly in high school. You hit that hole and you hit it 100%, and you let the chips fall where they may. And Haven's good at that.
Again, 2 tight ends. Wing to left is Matt Schuler, and they give it to him on a sweep to the right side. This time with speed to the outside, turns inside, and good work off the right side there by Matt Schuler to the Springfield 46-yard line. Give him 5 on his first touch of the night, and Schuler, he comes into tonight. Again, he's been your big play guy as well. Schuler with 27 carries, 193 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground, and comes in with 2 catches for 70 yards, and including a 57-yard reception last week.
Right.
So he's kind of your all-purpose, can score from anywhere kind of a guy here. 2nd down and a long four. From the Springfield 45, they give it to the fullback. This is Adams again, straight ahead, first down yardage and more. Adams drives his way across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Adams rips off eight more. He's got 25 on his first three touches and another Panther first down.
When Adams runs, if they're not standing right in front of him, he will scoot through. And just for momentum, that's where we talk about where you keep your feet moving and you hit the hole hard. He's going to get 5-6 yards almost every time, unless you're going to stuff him right back in a hole. And it's just tough to do because he's so quick when he hits that hole.
I should say, just a correction, four carries for 25 yards now for Adams here. On first and 10, back to pass Ryder for the first time. Looking down the near sideline, has Schuler, makes the grab at the 10, stumbles at the 5, and into the end zone. Beautifully delivered, a terrific catch, and Matt Schuler has the Panthers on the board from 37 yards out.
Whoa, that was, I don't know how he caught that. He was stumbling the whole way.
Caught him in man coverage, a wheel route beautifully executed, and just enough speed for Schuler to catch up to it. 37 yards later, Panthers on the board. Charlie Schenkweiler on for the extra point. Ryder to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Strathaven on the board first. 4:48 to play in the opening quarter. Glad you're listening live or on the archive on www.havenfootball.net or newyork.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Jack Ryder's second touchdown pass on the young season lands in the arms of, well, the guy who caught the touchdown last
week.
That's
right.
Matt Schuler from 37 yards out has given Strathaven a 7-0 lead on the wheel route. Beautifully done. Ryder put just enough under that. That ball hung up there just long enough for Schuler to reach out and pull it in with his fingertips, and now Schenkweiler ready to kick it off for the second time tonight. All right, here we go. Schenkweiler, high end-over-end kicks, again going to come down towards Tropiano, who's got some room up this near sideline, and good job by the Panthers. The hole closed quickly as Alex Hemingway and friends make the play right there. Marple Newtown up 7-0 on Radnor. Garnet Valley up 8-0 on Ridley. Here, 7-0 Strathaven over Springfield. 4:43 to play here in the opening quarter. Springfield will start their second drive now at the 23-yard line. Moving left to right here on a very cool, crisp night, but clear. The precipitation is gone. Yes, the precipitation is gone. And here we go with Springfield's no-huddle offense again. Two wide receivers to the left. They use a tight end this time to the right and give is to Baden. Looking for running room, and he is knocked. Oh, still on his feet. Great job by Baden. They had him wrapped up in the backfield, and he stumbles forward for a gain of about four out to the 29-yard line. Great work by Baden on the second effort.
I think Prozianek had him, couldn't wrap him up, and he broke free.
Here we go. No huddle again. Two wide receivers again to the left. Tight end to the right. Baden in the pistol. Give is to Baden one more time. Straight ahead, pushing the pile. Adams has him wrapped up high, and Prochniak down low, and it'll be very close to first down yardage, and they wave the chains forward. Good job by Baden to move them. Four carries, 17 yards in the early going. Again, Baden, very patient runner, strong, not, you know, your breakaway speed kind of guy, but he gets positive yardage almost every time he touches it. Again, same formation. They go with a sweep to Baden off the left side this time. Gives some ground, and this could be trouble. Strathaven's defense closes very quickly, and they sling him for a loss.
Boy, they read that. There must have been five Panthers out there just waiting for him and tracking him down. Not even running that fast. They were just trailing him. They knew where he was going to go. He's either going to run out of space or try to turn up field.
Chase Nangle held the corner nicely, and it was Schuler and Belleville tracking him down, and they drop him back at about the 28-yard line. Call it second down. And almost 16. Pistol look again. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They go to the flat here, complete. Turning him inside is Nangle, and nice job again by Chase Nangle, the sophomore, to slow down number 26, Zach Tropiano, after the catch. And a call it about 6 yard gain. It'll bring up third down and 9.
Big third down play for Springfield. They really want that first down. Let's see if they go really deep or they just look for the first down. I know what I would choose to do.
Rama, 6 attempts so far, 4 completions for 40 yards. Third down and 9 right here. One receiver split far to the sideline to the left. Back is Rama, rolling, still wants to throw it. Eyes downfield, now he's going to step forward and out of bounds. Well short of the first down. Great pressure by Nate Perlman up the middle, forced him out.
Also was a pretty good coverage, so nowhere to go with that thing.
And the Panther defense seems to have held here. Going to bring up fourth down and 8, and the punt team back on. And into punt, number 43, Connor Roche. And Matt Schuler and Alex Hemingway stand at their own 40-yard line.
I know this is low percentage, but look for the fake.
Roche takes the snap and steps into it. High, boomer. Good work there. Fair catch signal forward and made by Matt Schuler at the 36-yard line. So, again, good work by the Panther defense after Springfield picked up one first down.
And a good fair catch by Schuler. That ball could have easily bounced another 10, 15 yards. And then they got a great field position at the 36. And let's see if we can get another sustained drive out of the Panthers.
Panthers did well the first time they touched it, going 79 yards on the drive, capped by the 37-yard scoring strike. Jarris Adams checks out, and Christian Mazur checks into the backfield. Mazur lines up at fullback. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler. Chase Barlow in the backfield to the right. Two tight ends again for Strathaven. Ryder under center. On first and 10 from the 36, they give it to Barlow for room off the left side. Cuts it back to the right, and he has a bunch. Out to the 43-yard line. Give him 7 more, and he was a shoot. Mike, your gasp there was shoestring away.
That would have been open field, I think, and you wouldn't have caught him. It would have been interesting to watch. But it's a 7-yard run, so nothing wrong with that in the first down.
Chase Barlow coming into tonight. 18 carries, 149 yards, and a touchdown. And you just look up and down the stat sheet here. This is all without Evan Blake contributing this year due to an injury. 8 yards a carry as a team. On second and 4, Mazur's first carry straight up the middle. He'll push the pile forward and have first down yardage out to the 46, 47-yard line. Give Mazur 5 yards and move the sticks on the fullback dive.
Springfield's a little bit on their heels. They're trying to figure out a way to stop this, and they're having trouble.
Mazur hobbles off, so we'll keep an eye on that. That would be a tough break here for the Panthers to lose him as much as anything on the defensive side of the ball. But we'll keep an eye on him after his first carry. Jarris Adams checks back in at fullback. Wing to the right is Barlow. 7-man front. Give is to Schuler on the counter, and he is stopped immediately. Nice work there by the outside linebacker, number 44, Colin Crawford, crashing down.
Yep.
Crawford had a punt block, blocked the punt, and then had an interception return for a touchdown against Pencrest. So he's talented young junior. So, I mentioned Strathaven will have their entire offensive line back, minus the two tight ends, but a lot of underclassmen for the Cougars as well, many of them who started even last year. Second down and about 9. It's Barlow one more time. Cuts it back to the right off after starting to the left and, again, spins his way to Springfield territory at the 47. Brings up third down and about 4.
And if they can make 3 or 4 yards here, not get the first down, I think we're in 4 down territory. I don't think a punt's going to get them a whole lot. But we'll see.
Clock ticks. 102, 101 and counting to play in a fast-moving first quarter. Strathaven 7, Springfield nothing. Jack Ryder breaks the huddle with Schuler as a wing to the left, Jarris Adams and Chase Barlow behind him. Tight front here for Springfield. It's Barlow one more time off the left side. He lunges forward to the 45-yard line. He'll bring up 4th down and 2. And my guess is the Panthers keep the offense on the field here as Barlow picks up 3. That's his.
Yeah, I don't think a punt in this level really does you a whole lot. With a good punt, you could put them down their own 10, but I think Haven generally feels they have confidence to make 2 yards. Yep. Of course, if Clancy doesn't hurry up and they get the late penalty, they're going to be in trouble.
You know, you give up some size up the middle. Yep. I mean, the fullback dive, there's some risk to it with the way that Springfield's defense is held up generally. Here we go. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ryder under center, 4th and 2. Hard count. Springfield nearly jumped. They held for it, and now they snap it. They give off the right side. Jairus Adams busts outside on his feet. 35-30, foot race now, 25. Dances inside, cuts his way inside the five-yard line. Jairus Adams on fourth and two. Rips off 42 down to the three-yard line. Excellent work on the final play of the first quarter. And Jairus has the Panthers knocking on the door when we come back. Stick with us. 7-0 Strathaven. Second quarter action coming when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Second quarter action ready to begin. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer here doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. We'll hear from Pete Fulginetti at halftime, and thanks again at home to Andrew Kaufman, who's doing the stats and giving us score updates. Radnor and Marple tied at 7. Garnet Valley still up 8-0 last we heard. But here, 7-0 Strathaven, and a hard count on 4th and 2 put the defense on their heels, and then Jairus Adams rips off 42 once they snapped it. First and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Panthers with 4 cracks at it from inside the 5. 2 tight ends, Schuler wing to the left. On first down, it's Adams off the right side, pushes the pile into the end zone for his 5th touchdown of the year. We'll call it a 2-yard touchdown run. And Jairus Adams has stretched the lead to 13-0, extra point pending. Well, let him finish it off, right? He was close to breaking the big one there a moment ago.
He got a good 10 extra yards out of it by doing that inside cut and throwing off the defender. We've seen that happen a few times.
Adams 6 carries for 70 yards now here in the early going. Shankweiler on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough and into the band. Get out of the way. All right. Just avoided the drum line, but it's up and good. We'll keep it right here, Mike. And, again, 11:55 to play here in the first half. Springfield has had their moments offensively, but haven't quite been able to string enough together. They've had a couple of negative plays that have put them in second and long, third and long, and Panther defense has held up nicely so far.
No doubt. You know, Springfield's got to answer some questions on defense. They haven't been able to maintain on offense and maintain the drive, and that, of course, is costing, particularly the first drive. First drive, they were absolutely moving. I thought they were probably going to get a good shot to score. Panthers defense toughened up. They had, not a great decision to throw a long pass when they only needed 10, 11 yards. I would have gone for the shorter pass, try to more of a sure thing. But and that cost them. And their second possession at offense, they didn't really get started. Had a nice couple of nice plays, but it really didn't sustain the drive, turned the ball over, and then that big play for the Panthers put them over the top at the 14-0. So Springfield here, I think, is really feeling they have to score. They have to score in this possession to stay in this game and down by 14.
Down by 14 indeed. The Panthers with 79 and 64-yard scoring drives the first two times they've touched it, and now ready to put the defense back on the field. Shankweiler has it teed, ready to go. Has a short kick this time. It's going to take a hop at about the 22-yard line and fielding it on that hop. And Dickinson's coming up the near sideline. Man fell down, and he's speed now across midfield. 40, 30, cuts inside, shrugs the tackler, and Shankweiler saves the day down at the Strathaven 19-yard line.
Heck of a run back.
Panthers have had trouble in containing two of the three kickoffs now. And, again, you had somebody slip and fall at midfield as your safety valve there, so that gave Dickinson probably an extra 30 yards when it's all said and done. But Shankweiler recovers, makes the play at the 19-yard line, and in the red zone is where Springfield will begin, moving right to left here in this second quarter. They trail 14-0, but knocking on the door to start things. They set up Alex Chirino to the left, three wide receivers to the right, pistol formation with Baden behind Rama. Baden takes that handoff straight up the middle. He goes, and he's stacked up nicely. Good work there by Crawford and Perlman on the stop.
Well, Adams actually got there first and didn't wrap him or anything, but got an arm on him, and I think slowed him down and cut his pace just slightly.
Checking into the game is Mason Green at defensive end, as Christian Mazur still being attended to on the sideline here. Second down and 9 after Baden stopped after just a yard. On second down, they fire to the right flat, has a man out there complete. Googler cuts inside, and Aiden Prochniak works down the line and makes the play. Nice job there after a gain of just 1. So, again, short passing game gets your confidence going for your quarterback and so forth, but the Panthers' speed on defense really impressive right now.
Well, when you throw a short pass like that, it's a great idea to get the ball out, get it away from the quarterback, but you're really counting, obviously, on the run after the pass. And initially, Springfield is doing quite well with that, but Haven's now kind of anticipating it and covering it better.
Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, pistol look again. Rama on 3rd and 9, juggles, but gives the handoff to Baden. Room off the left side, stiff arm, and a nice work there. Hanging on for dear life is Alex Hemingway. Stops him at the 11-yard line. 5-yard gain, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
It could have been a whole lot worse.
He was the last man back there, or else Baden scores.
Now they're faced with a long 4th and 1, so maybe 4th and 2.
Yeah, we'll call it 4th down and about 2 from the 11-yard line. 4th and 2. Pistol look again. 2 receivers to either side. Baden in the pistol. Rama takes a look at the sideline, perhaps changing the play. Yep. They shift Baden now to his left hip. On 4th and 2. Baden one more time. Steps inside, and Aiden Prochniak slings him down.
Whoa.
No gain on the play as the senior steps up. And a big play by the defensive end. Prochniak got help from others, and an excellent job by the Panther defense.
Excellent. I tell you, there's nothing that'll kill a team than you have a great run back and you go 3 and out, particularly when you get down to a 4 and 2 situation. So that was just a stunning linebacker came in unblocked, and Haven apparently knew what the play was going to be and had it pretty well smoked out.
All right. From their 12-yard line, Panthers with a long field in front of them now, 2 tight ends. Rider under center, they give it to Schuler. Running room off the right side, now steps away from one man, slaps away one tackler, and makes the, let's see where they mark him out across the 20-yard line. He
looks
might
like
have enough
down.
For a first
yep.
down. Yep.
Yes, he does.
Give Schuler 11 on his second carry of the night. His one catch went for a 37-yard touchdown. So Schuler electric with the ball in his hands, and again, a lot of options here for Coach Clancy.
Yeah, Springfield's got to regroup here. They're starting to get a little sulky looking. Got a whole game to play here, guys.
9:33 to play here in the second quarter. On 1st and 10, straight up the middle. This is Jarris Adams with room, and now dances to his left, back to his right, still on his feet. They're ripping at the football, and Adams hangs on to it, and they drag him down at the 45-yard line. Well, Jarris is absolutely on fire right now. 26, that's 31 more yards. He's over 100.
When you grab at Adams at the ball, which is, not a bad move to make, but you got to remember his feet are still pumping. So you're grabbing the ball, and 15 yards later, you finally get him down, but it's 15 yards later.
1st and 10 from the Springfield 45. 2 tight ends again. They go to Schuler off the right side this time. He has room, and what a job by the line here. Barrar leading the way through the hole and across the 40 down to the 38-yard line to give Schuler 7 more.
It makes such a difference when an offensive line is blocking for running backs who come full speed at the hole, and they know that they just need to make a block for a second or two to free their back, and they know he's gone. And, of course, depending on how he's running, sometimes you can feel him touch your back or your butt as he goes by, and the block's over, you can move downfield.
2 tight ends again, 2nd and 3 from the 38. They show blitz, and they give it to Adams, and he ran right into the blitz that time. Nice work there by Michael Grapin, the middle linebacker. Springfield called that one correctly.
Yep.
So no gain on the play, brings up 3rd down and about 3. Good work right there. Christian Mazur testing things on the near sideline here. Wants to get back into the game here, but trainer's putting him through some paces here. All right, 3rd and 3 from the 39, probably 4 down territory if the Panthers keep a positive play here. Now they go wing to the left is Schuler. They show blitz up the middle again, and the Panthers jump.
Yep.
Well, there's my Carroll curse right there. I say something. As long as nothing goes wrong, and sure enough, they jump. False start here, 3rd and 3, now 3rd and 8, as the Panthers gave a little wrinkle to the formation that time. Flexing Schuler and actually flexing the tight end Prochniak out to the left.
Yeah, and of course there was some pretty heavy movement on Springfield side with linebackers coming in, which is all legal.
Yep.
But I think I might have thrown the left tackle off. I got a little anxious.
Yep. So, third down and about eight now from the Springfield 43. Panthers leading 14-0, trying to keep a drive alive here with 7:35 and counting to play here before halftime. Same formation, tight end flex to the left, and they give it to Schuler on the sweep to the right, and he's coming across the 40 back to the 39. So he gained pretty much the penalty yardage back, and now you're looking at fourth and four. So we'll see here, Mike. Fourth and four, I think, you know, the offense likely to stay on the field here, but
I don't know what they're doing. They look like they're cooking. What are they doing here?
Now they are going to punt. Okay. They're going to put Sam Milligan out there to punt and see if they can't pin the Springfield offense inside the 10 here.
That's interesting.
So the penalty ends up being costly there. Third and three. They weren't able to make it back on the third down play. So Sam Milligan stands.
Could the Panthers be looking at a fake here?
Or a hard count, maybe? Milligan, just on his side of the 50, takes the punt snap, steps into it. High wobbler and a signaling fair catch and making the catch, Stropiano at the 15-yard line. So they net about 24 on the play, really, or on the punt. No return. Good hang time from Sam Milligan, and good to see him back in the lineup as the punter.
A little conservative call. I'm a little surprised, but that's okay. It's good football.
But if your defense is playing well, maybe you take your shots on keeping the field tilted to this end. So, starting at their own, call it 16-yard line, almost the 16-yard line of Springfield here. 6:39 to play here in the first half. 14-0 Strathaven, and trusting their defense to keep the Cougars pinned down here. Pistol look again, wing to the left, and they give Baden a lead blocker this time, and Belleville and others stack him up after a few. Yep. Maybe a gain of two or so.
Yep.
But nice job there by Ben Farabaugh and others to hold up nicely. So Christian Mazur still on the sideline, I believe. Yep, he's still on the sideline here. So in a defensive end on the opposite side, they've actually kicked Mason Green out there. Okay, three wide receivers to the left, back to passes Rama on second and eight. With time, firing to this near sideline, has a man, and he makes the grab, and inbounds. Excellent job right there by Longo. Robbie Longo making the grab out near the 30-yard line.
That was outstanding. I didn't think he was in bounds, but the ref's right there.
Got the tiptoes down there, so we'll spot it at the, call it the 30, gain of 12 for Longo, who had two touchdowns against Pencrest a couple weeks ago.
That was a great pass because he was covered. So
yeah,
that was
Schuler in a good position there, but here on the little counter inside, and no fooling the Panthers that time. Ben Farabaugh squashes the up back there. For no gain, Connor Roche getting nothing out of the counter, and it brings up second down and 10 as the, you know, the Springfield, six carries for 24 yards for Baden. Rama had one scramble for a yard, and the other two running backs have amounted for negative yardage here. So second down and 10 from the 31. Rama takes the shotgun snap, looking to his left, rather. Complete, nope, in and out of the hands, and there's another drop here from a Springfield receiver, and it brings up third down and 10. Chirino was in the neighborhood of a first down if he could have hauled that one in.
Haven's really forcing the issue with the passing. I think Springfield is passing more than they would like to, and because they just can't get anything started on the ground. Big third down for Springfield.
3rd and 10 upcoming here from just outside their 30. Rama, all sorts of time, fires underneath. It's complete to Googler, and Greg Belleville buries him immediately.
That's the way to play it. Give him the pass and just bury the receiver, and he gains 2 or 3 yards, and when he got a kick.
Shallow cross there, and the Panthers linebackers got great depth in their drop there, and closing quickly is Belleville for the stop. Gain of maybe 2, and it brings up 4th down and 8. Schuler and Hemingway await the punt here just inside their 45. Roche with a wobbler. It's going to take a sideways hop towards the far sideline and go out of bounds at the Strathaven 45. So 23 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers start this drive, their fourth of this first half. First two finished in the end zone. Third one, was a punt a few moments ago, but defense so far, pitching the shutout, Mike.
Well, you know, this is Panthers offense knows it, too. They come in and score here. That's going to make it a very difficult second half for Springfield. So this is their opportunity to spend the next 4.5 minutes and try to get it down the field and to go into the halftime at a 21-0 lead.
Speaking of the second half, the Panthers will get the ball to start the second half. Two tight ends here.
Worse.
Ryder under center. Play fake, and they give it to on the sweep to Schuler. Lots of room here. He spins his way out of one tackle, two tackles, still carrying people to the 40-yard line. And Matt Schuler rips off 15 more and another Panther first down.
Again, it's that speed hitting the hole. There just isn't, you know, grabbing him at the arm, grabbing him at the waist. I mean, you got to take him down, and he is too quick and too wily to be easily taken down, and it's just causing havoc in Springfield's line.
I have Schuler for 42 yards on just five carries and has the 37-yard touchdown catch as well. Schuler, wing to the right, to the left, rather, with a tight end flexed out there. Prochniak give is to Jairus Adams. He's met by Grapen, but still falls forward in the hole. Nice job there. That could have been no gain. Instead, give him maybe three or four. All right, so brings up second down and seven as Adams over the century mark, 104 yards on just eight carries, and a Panther touchdown. Brings up second down and seven from the 38. Clock melting here on the first half, 3:40 and counting to play in this second quarter. Two tight ends again. It's Schuler off the right side. He's following the blocker again. Barrar leads the way on the pull.
He's near first down yardage again. Yep,
let's see. Yep, they're moving it. Seven more yards for Schuler, and the Panthers just hot knife through butter right now. And this ground game, you know, they put together 415 yards on the ground last week against Harriton. But, you know, again, different level of competition,
yes,
but you're averaging 350 yards a game on the ground.
Right.
Your quarterback, you know, 5 of 10 throwing it coming into tonight and 1 for 1 tonight, so he's efficient when he's had to be, and, again, it's been fun to watch. First and 10, give us to Adams off the left side. He cuts inside. A nice job by the linebacker, Grapen. Just met Adams in the hole, and one of the few times Adams been stood up and stopped.
And still didn't go down, though. He just kind of shucked off the defenders. Leave me alone.
Gain of five more for Adams, second down and five. So, yeah, to your point, even when they stop him, moving the ball well here. From the 25, 26 maybe, just outside the 25-yard line. Blackburn, tight end to the left, Prochniak to the right. Schuler shifts now as a wing to the left. Barlow in the backfield. On second and six, they give it to Barlow off the left side. Cuts inside, and he's going to be near first down yardage, we'll see. They'll spot him just outside the 20 and enough to move the chains. That's Barlow for another 6 yards. He's at six carries for 30 yards. And, again, just too many weapons. They just can't – no defense can just key on one guy here. 2:06 to play before halftime. Panthers leading 14-0 and looking for more now as we're inside the red zone or just outside. I guess where are they putting that down? At the 21?
Yep.
All right. Blackburn, tight end flexed to the right now. Motion man is Schuler. They give inside to, and cutting back to the left is Adams in a nice shoestring tackle, or he had a lot of room off that left side. Some real wrinkles here with this formation. They're flexing guys out, trying to open things up in the middle on the cutback.
I can tell in your calls, you're having trouble calling and seeing who the running back is, and that's unusual for you. They are moving that quickly.
Panthers in and out of the huddle very quickly here. And, again, making some space in the middle. They're giving up some size inside, but here, second down and almost four. Adams one more time, straight ahead, and nice job by Springfield that time to meet him. Grapen one more time, slams him down at about the 15, and then timeout Strathaven with 1:15 to play before halftime. They're knocking on the door. They want some more before half, so we'll take a short timeout. See what the Panthers can do with it. The Cougars trying to get a stop before halftime. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to High School Football right here at HavenFootball.net.
All right, the Panthers lead it 14-0 here at George L. King Field. Third and three from the 14-yard line. Jack Ryder under center. Wing to the left to Schuler, two tight ends again. It's Adams off the right side looking for room, steps over one man, and we'll see. very close to first down yardage. Nope, they're going to say short. They're going to say fourth and inches. Clock ticks, 104, 103. Panthers still with two timeouts. They go no huddle. And here we go. Fourth and less than a yard, and now whistles and timeout Springfield. As my guess is the Panthers maybe go hard count there or something like it.
Yeah, may and, still do it.
Again, may you're right, may still do it. But here, 55 seconds to play here before half. Panthers won a three-score lead going into halftime.
Next week, we are traveling to Pencrest. We'll do probably a remote broadcast on the phone or something since generally away teams are not allowing us into their stadiums because of COVID. So we'll handle that, and that will be the end of the regular season. And in the game around Thanksgiving time, there's all sorts of conversation about how this is going to work out, but it's supposed to be a championship of sorts, teams playing each other within the within the Central League. I've got some updates from Andrew. Haverford 14-0 over Stoga. Not a surprise there. Garner Valley 24-0 over Ridley.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Not a surprise there.
And Marple Newtown is leading Radnor 14-7.
All right. Here, 14-0 Strathaven. Fourth and inches from the Springfield 12. The Panthers will go for it, try to keep the offense on the field. Blackburn tight end to the left. Prochniak to the right. Wing to the right is Barlow. Your fullback is Adams, and it's Ryder straight up the middle. Yep. He has a first down. That will stop the clock momentarily as they move the chains and actually drop the chains on the ground as Ryder needed a yard, got almost two. Clock restarts. First and 10, first and goal to go, and Ryder under center. They give to Schuler off the right side, and he's going to bang his way forward and into the end zone. Matt Schuler trucks a man near the goal line. Panthers snapped it quickly. And one through the air and one on the ground now for the junior. Matt Schuler takes it in from the 9. 20-0, extra point pending as Schuler pounds it in, his first rushing touchdown of the evening. Extra point being lined up here. Ryder on a knee, waiting for Shankweiler, who steps into it and has it blocked. Good pressure right up the middle. And who's that? Was that 34? Yeah, yep, Jack Clark. Jack Clark blasted through to make the block, and 20-0 is where we sit with 39 seconds to play before half. We'll take a short timeout, see what Springfield can do to answer. They'll get one more crack at it on HavenFootball.net and OneNewYork.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Panther defense with a huge stop on fourth down deep in their end of the field, and they answer with an 89-yard scoring drive. Matt Schuler tacks on the last 9 of it, his second touchdown of the night. Extra point was blocked. 20-0 is where we stand. Here's a short kick. It hit one of the up men, scramble for it, and a nice heads-up play by 15 Brian Seavey to field it one-handed at the 38 and take a knee. Low kick from Shankweiler hit one of the up men in the back, and the Panthers actually would have had a shot there to recover. Instead, Springfield now, they have two timeouts in their pocket at their own 38-yard line. So see what they can put together here late in the half, knowing that Strathaven will get the football to start the second half. Mason Green in at defensive end. Christian Mazur still on the sideline for the Panthers. Two receivers to either side. Baden in the backfield, and back to passes Rama. Looking, they set up a screen to Baden off that right side, and he has it fall in and out of his hands. Some tough luck for the receivers for Springfield tonight. There have been at least 3 balls delivered nicely that have not been squeezed.
A little update on scores. Conestoga scored 6 points, so now it's Haverford 14-6.
Okay. 14-0 here. Strathaven on top. 30 seconds to play now.
20-0.
I'm sorry. 20, thank you. With two receivers to either side on second down and 10, and right up the middle and right into the arms of Aiden Prochniak. Prochniak having himself a whale of a game. He's been unblockable right now.
Yeah.
Gain of maybe a yard for Baden. That's it. 3rd down and 9 as Baden squashed on his 7th carry of the night. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. I don't know if Coach Britton wants to snap it again here.
Unless he's got a plan, I would say let's just go in with the 21-0.
Six seconds, four seconds. Yep. Everybody content to take it to halftime. And how about that Strathaven defense? 20-0 at half, and the Panthers will get the ball to start that second half as well. So whether you're joining us from you know, as a longtime listener on havenfootball.net or first-time listener via the wonnewyork.net, at halftime we're going to take a short break. Back in just a few moments after we thank some of our sponsors. But, Mike, you and Pete Fulginetti will have
a chat.
I'm
going to give Pete a call. We'll talk. He's watching a game of video on the high school stream at home, and we'll talk about the game a little bit and then come back. We'll also speak with some updates if we have them.
Yep,
and
I'll work through that and be back in just a moment. So glad you're joining us live in the archive. Strathaven 20, Springfield nothing at the half. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And welcome back to George L. King Field, where the Panthers are in a dominant situation right now at halftime. 20 points on the board to Springfield's nothing. They've been very much the dominant team. Springfield's been trying, but hasn't had much success. Pete, I'm going to call you, and I don't know which number is yours, so let's see what happens and make sure this is right, and we'll see whether we get a hold of you. If it's the wrong number, I guess I'll call somebody else. So we'll see and bring him into the conversation.
Stat man here.
Okay, Pete, I got the right number. My phone suddenly malfunctioned. I couldn't find your phone number. Fortunately, I had a record of it. So what do you think so far? It's been all Haven, and I think we're a little surprised by that.
Well, we knew that coming into the season, Mike, in the preseason, we talked about it many times about the Strathaven's running ability. They have four quality backs, and they just wear teams out with their running attack, and that's what's showing up in the first half. You have Schuler, you have Adams. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And basically, even though Springfield's line has size over us, we have speed and quickness, and that's the difference in the ball game.
Oh, and I think you've seen the speed and quickness. I mean, it is watching Schuler hit that hole and Adams hit that hole, and the offensive line is just doing exactly what they have to do. They don't have to, you know, they don't have to make openings that are the size of a semi truck. They just need to give them enough to scoot by, and they hit that hole so quickly that by the time the defender just literally reacts to the block, the running back's already gone.
Yeah, and I'm impressed with the Strathaven defense, because we knew they could score points tonight, but we also thought that probably Springfield would try to keep up with him in scoring, and it's 20-0, and Strathaven gets the second half kickoff, so it's barring some unforeseen turnovers. Strathaven's sitting in pretty good condition here.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we talk about this, you know, in seasons past. If Haven come in, drive for 6 minutes, 7 minutes in the quarter, and score, that all but ends this football game for all intents and purposes, short of, like you said, a lot of turnovers and problems.
Especially the way Haven plays offense, with the very little passing and running of the ball, the clock will just continue to run, and basically Springfield will run out of time.
I've got stats from Andrew just called in. He's got Jairus Adams with 13 carries for 119 yards and a touchdown. Matt Schuler for 8 carries and 59 yards and a touchdown, and a catch for 37 and a touchdown. Chase Bartle 6 carries for 25 yards. So, you know, again, it's that four-headed monster that we talk about, not only on the ground but in the air. You know, it's been – Ryder has looked really good. That one pass to Schuler at the beginning of the game just fell right into place. It hung a little higher than I would have liked it, but it gave Schuler time to get underneath it and make the catch.
Yeah, that Schuler play was really excellent here on video. Unfortunately, he got ahead of the video, and we caught up with it about a second too late, but it looked like a great catch.
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully catch it on the game video when we do our play of the game, so – that was it's been very much all Haven. Any suggestions for the second half, Pete?
Well, when you're losing 20-0, as Springfield is, and you're going to kick off to Strathaven, like I say, the only thing that I could see is, you know, we know Clancy likes to run the ball. When you have a 20-0 lead in the ball, he's going to run it the second half, maybe try to score once or twice. If he doesn't, I still think they have enough points now to win this ball game already.
Oh, I would think so, short of a complete collapse. I mean, Springfield have to come out here and show something. Now, I got to tell you, if Springfield can start finding their receivers, that could be a little scary. They've been trying to pass it around. There have been a couple of drops. But their short passes, Haven's playing it quite well. You know, they're playing off of the receivers. They're giving them the 2 or 3 yards to make the quick out patterns or whatever they want, and then just burying them as soon as they catch it. And that's a good way to play football.
Well, in that first series when Springfield got the opening kickoff, and they drove down there, I guess, near the 20-yard line, and I thought, well, they really this is really a team that we're going to have to really fight with. But I think once we stopped them there, it kind of, I don't know, gave Haven the momentum, and maybe Springfield knocked a little bit of their momentum off. And since then, it's been all Strathaven.
Yep, no doubt about it. No doubt. They looked real strong. Springfield did in their first drive, and then Haven managed to stop them. And it's really been the only amount of threatening Springfield's done, other than that great run back on kickoff that put them in the red zone. But Springfield could not capitalize on it. So
yeah, we've had a little problem on the kick returns tonight, so I'm sure Clancy will work on that next during the week on the kick team. But besides that, there's really, it's been a clean game, no fumbles, no interceptions. It's been a well played high school football game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very few penalties. All right, we're going to go ahead and go so we can get back to our broadcast. We want to thank Pete for phoning in, or for me phoning him in, so we could make the halftime show. And it's currently Strathaven 20, Springfield 0, and you are listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net and onenewyork.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs.
Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Folginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, just a few moments away from second half kickoff. And thanks for joining us here on havenfootball.net or via the onenetwork.net, WONnetwork.net. So again, thrilled to be bringing it to you from wherever and whenever. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast as we got started, we already know we have people listening from all over the place. I did want to call out, there is one longtime listener who is not with us this season, and one of our favorites. He listened from California since day one, and this was, again, a tough loss just before the season started. But, Mike, your dad passed away, and he was more than just a listener. He was our quality control expert.
Yep.
He was calling and texting to say, hey, it's cutting in, it's cutting out. It sounds funny. It sounds fuzzy. Mid-broadcast, after the broadcast, he was our just a terrific, terrific guy and help to us during and after broadcast. But when we got to see him in person, when he would fly in for games for a long time, at least once a season, and would hang out with us in the booth, it's always a highlight. So we miss him terribly, Mike, for you and your family on just behalf of so many of us. It's sad to not have him here and know he's not listening the way he used to. But again,
maybe listening in his own way. But I've made arrangements. I've told people I don't mind dying, but they're going to bury me in the end zone. I'm not missing any home games.
That's right.
So no, my dad was 92. So yeah. You know, you can't. It's always a loss. It's something that you hope that's what's going to happen. You certainly don't want your dad burying you, so
right.
You know, you look for it, but it's quite a loss when it happens. But on the other hand, I got 92 great years with the man, and he was a joy, and he had as things go, a good death, and I miss him terribly. And it's particularly when you get to the first game this year, and I don't get the phone call when the game's over.
Right.
But
right.
Appreciate you bringing it up. I'm sure he would appreciate it. And if you could, he'd probably send me a bill for mentioning his name.
That's right. All right, ready to go in the second half. Strathaven will receive and move left to right. Jarris Adams and Matt Schuler await, and they go with a high little pooch kick, and the Springfield with a chance here. Nope, and it sails out of bounds. So probably a good decision not to kick it deep to Schuler and Adams, but got a little too much air under it, and it sails out of bounds. Illegal procedure. The Panthers will take the football out near the 40-yard line. I believe they'll put it down. And Panthers with over 200 yards of rushing offense in the first half. So the procedure penalty, they'll mark it at the 41, march it forward 5 yards. From the 40, I guess. Yeah. So they'll put it down at the 45-yard line. Over 200 yards rushing. One notable absence here is Christian Mazur. One carry for 5 yards. On that first carry, was injured. It does not look like he's going to return tonight. But saw some good signs on the sideline. Hopefully he bounces back in a hurry. Here we go. Two tight ends to the right side this time. Unbalanced line here, and they go to Schuler off that right side, following everybody, just student body right, but nice job by the Springfield defense. Clark dives underneath the pile to make the stop after just a yard. So Matt Schuler, 8 carries now for, I have him for 59 yards and one touchdown on the ground. He had another one through the air. Jack Ryder back to the huddle. He was 1-for-1 throwing it in the first half, the 37-yard strike to open the scoring to Matt Schuler. Barlow and Adams in the backfield, wing to left to Schuler, 2 tight ends. Blitz up the middle in the A-gap, and Grapen timed it perfectly. Down goes Barlow in the backfield after a loss of 4.
Yep, slipped right through. He started his charge a good second or so before the ball was snapped. He timed it, as you said, perfectly. Nobody touched him, went right to the running back and took him down. You know, this is interesting because Springfield really is in a, I would say, a do or die. They've got to stop Strathaven this drive and get the ball back and score if they want to have a chance at pulling this game out.
Grapen a week ago had a forced fumble and recovered it himself. But now here we go, 3rd down and 13. Back to passes Ryder for just the second time tonight. He wants it all. Deep down the middle has Schuler and overshoots him by about 5 yards. Incomplete it falls. So 4th and 13, and the punt team will come on. Nice start there for the Springfield defense, forcing a 3 and out.
Did exactly what they needed to do.
Big, big play there from Grapen on the blitz up the middle. On to punt it for the second time is Sam Milligan. Deep to return for Springfield, awaiting the punt just inside their 30. Our number 26, Zach Tropiano, along with, is that also, they use the same 2 kick returners as or punt returners as kick returners. I think that's Dickinson here on the near side. Okay. Awaiting the punt snap, Milligan has it, steps into it. High wobbler angling towards this near sideline and will take a Strathaven roll towards the 30. It'll be marked out at about the 32. So decent field position here for the Cougars here, moving right to left. 10:38 to play here in the third quarter. At last we heard, Ridley trailed Garnet Valley 24-0. Marple Newtown led Radnor 14-7. Here, 20-0 Strathaven, and the defense trying to pick up where it left off here, slowing down this Springfield offense to the tune of under 100 yards of offense in the first half. Rama in the shotgun trying to get it going for the Cougars. Has a tight end and 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. They give to Jaden Baden, looking for room off the right side, and Greg Belleville there to meet him.
Yep.
Got some help from Anthony Crawford as well, but these inside linebackers, both underclassmen. Crawford leading the team in tackles as a sophomore. Belleville, a junior, has been flying around for 3 weeks. This is looking promising for next year as well. 2nd down and 9 as Baden got just a yard. Under center for the first time is Rama. Play fake, rolling to his right. Has time, fires to the right side, has a man out there. Nice job there by Longo. He'll be stopped near first down yardage. See where they spotted on the far sideline. Very close. I think it'll be 3rd down and very short. Okay, 3rd down and maybe a yard. We'll give Longo 8 on the catch, his 3rd of the night. Rama is now 7-for-11 for 64 yards. Back on 3rd down and 2. Fires to the outside complete as Chirino makes the catch. And, I'm sorry, Tropiano, rather, at the midfield stripe. Gain of 9 more, and Tropiano's 2nd catch of the night has the 1st down for the Cougars. Again, they go no huddle, so not much time to catch our breath or write down stats in between. Andrew Kaufman, I hope you're doing it back at home. All right, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Rama in the pistol again. Gives to Baden straight ahead. Good pace here from Springfield to start 2nd half. And wow, Baden, 2nd effort across the 45 down to the Panther 30. I'm sorry, 42. So Panther defense and offense actually a little sleepy coming out of the halftime break. And 1st and 10, Springfield ready to go again. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Pistol look again. Rama back to pass. Has time. Looks. Steps. Fires over the middle. It's complete. And making the catch and falling to a knee at the 36 is Googler at the 20. I'm sorry, Gaugler at the, call it the 37 after a gain of just 5.
The pace has got to be a little scarier, I think, for Springfield because this is where you get an interception and a fumble. We'll see. Panthers have to force something here to stop it.
2 receivers to either side. They fire to the right flat, complete to Longo for another short gain, maybe. Yep, they stop him nicely. Good job by Schuler to slow him down, and then got help from Belleville to clean up the mess. 3rd down and about 5. We'll call it no gain that time for Longo on his 4th catch of the night. He has 20 total yards. But Rama comes out hot here, completing 4 in a row. Here's third and five. Give is to Baden straight up the middle. He's going to drive the pile near first down yardage.
Very close to first down.
I think you're going for it either way.
I was going to say definitely fourth down territory.
Fourth and inches up coming here. Panthers have done a good job on him so far. 10 carries, 42 yards for Baden. Fourth and inches. Panthers sideline barking out orders here. And for the first time, they go two tight ends. I formation dotted by Baden. Rama turns, gives to the fullback, and I don't know. I don't think he got it.
They gave it to the upright Roche. Very nice spot. They gave it to him.
Okay. Roche on the carry gets a yard. It moves the chains. He got a yard, and that will get them set up first and 10 at the Panther 31-yard line. So back to, let's see. Now, changing some personnel there. That was the first time they went to a short yardage package. They do leave a tight end in there. That's Nolesky to the left. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun again for Rama. It's Baden one more time up the middle. Drives the pile into Ben Farabaugh and friends to the 26-yard line. Gain of five more. So ground and pound here for Springfield.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Haven's got to find a way to stop, make it a two-yard gain and hold him for another player. So we'll see.
Again, no huddle. Farabaugh checks out. They substitute Millett in on the defensive line. Two receivers to either side on second down and five. Rama back, looking left, firing to the near flat, complete. It's Chirino steps away from one man and drives inside the 15 to the 14. Yep. They'll put it down after a gain of 12, and Chirino's third catch of the night. He got hot. He caught, made two catches right at the beginning of the game, and now you're...
Well, this is what Springfield wanted to do in the beginning of the game, and they couldn't make the connections. Now they're making it work, and Haven's not too sure what to do with it.
Five in a row for Rama. He wants it again here on first down. Fires the complete to the far flat, and nice job by Schuler to wrap up Longo after a gain of maybe a yard. Longo's fifth catch of the night, and again, we are rapid fire. Six completions in a row here to start the second half for Rama, the sophomore. Clock ticks, 6:50 and counting to play here here in the third quarter. 20-0 Strathaven, but knocking on the door now. Springfield second and seven from the Strathaven 12. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Rama back again, fires to the flat, complete to Gaugler, and he's wrapped up nicely after a short gain. Good work there on the near sideline. Belleville and Schuler on the stop.
Boy, Haven's tackles after the catch has really been spectacular. Springfield desperately wants to get a little bit of running room after the catch, and they're just not getting it. We're at third and about seven, it looks like, third and six, and this is going to be tough.
Gallagher, three catches for just 9 yards. This will be third and six from just outside the 10. On the right hip of Rama is Baden. Three wide receivers to the right. They roll that way, and now you're going to get flags, and now you're going to get motion.
Illegal motion,
Boy, unfortunate for Springfield, who, we talked a little bit last week about the heartbreaking loss. They got a field goal blocked on the last play of the game. They lose 13-10. But really, that game was lost in the first half. They had a beautiful screen pass to Baden that went for 50-plus yards, called back. A touchdown called back early in the game. They had some turnovers, but really the penalties disrupted them so badly in the first half last week, trying to overcome one here.
Absolutely.
Third down and 11 from the 16-yard line. Rama rolling to his right, looking, under pressure now. Has time as he steps away, but fires incomplete, nothing, and it'll bring up fourth down. His first miss of this second half, intended for Chirino on that far sideline, and did well, got a nice block there. The Panthers started to crash in there. Crawford came late on a pass rush. Millett checks out. Ben Farabaugh checks back in on fourth down and 11 from the 15-yard line. Panthers have the defense set. Now let's check the formation as they run two receivers into the game, two to either side, Baden in the pistol. Fourth and 11 from the 15. Panthers trying to keep a shutout in place here. Rama back to pass. Looking. Has time. Fires over the middle. Has a man, Longo, inside the five. He's buried there by Schuler. I'm sorry, by Barlow. But that'll be first and goal to go from the three. Yep. Nice job there. A gain of 13 for Longo on his sixth catch of the evening.
Now, Springfield's doing what they need to do. They're making these plays work. Had a couple of setbacks, but they're picking it up. Now we'll see whether Panthers can hold them. It's tough in high school football to hold somebody from when they're on a three-yard line.
Here we go. First and goal to go. I formation. Your fullback is Connor Roche. He's in front of Baden. They give it to Roche straight up the middle, pushing the pile. He's going to be shy of the goal line, but I think forward progress will get him a yard or two. Let's see where they spot it. Ben Farabaugh in on the tackle. They're going to put it down at about the 1. Second and goal to go for Springfield. 5:03, 5:02 and counting to play here in the third. Under center is Rama. One more time, the fullback. Roche is buried. Absolutely hammered down by Belleville, Adams, and Crawford. All three of them met in the hole, and it brings up third down and goal from the 1. So no gain for Roche, and Panther defense seem pretty serious about keeping a shutout here.
Well, they're certainly going to try. I mean, again, a defensive stand like this in high school is pretty tough to do.
Here we go. Third and goal from the 1. Trips right. Single receiver, and now they toss play to Baden off that right side. Looking for room. They stand him up again. Wow. Fourth and goal. Oh, wow. They say touchdown.
Okay.
Wow, it looked like he was stopped, but good job by Baden. He must have broken the plane as Schuler and Crawford there to meet him.
Yeah, from our angle, it looked like he was
absolutely stoned shy of the goal line, but forward progress gives him the goal line and the first Springfield touchdown of the night. 4:18 to play here in the third quarter. 20-6, extra point pending. So on to attempt the extra point here, and let's see. Okay, 37. They have a couple different kickers. So tonight it's Luke Corey, the right-footed junior. Snap, spot, kick is away. Plenty long enough, and Luke Corey pounds it through. 20-7. So a good third quarter start here for Springfield. Strathaven's offense trying to get back on the field and regain some momentum. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Springfield on the board, trailing 20-7, and my guess is onside kick time here. Panthers better be aware here. Corey has it teed over by the hash mark, and they line up six guys to his left, and they go with a high short pooch kick. All right, it's going to come down to Barlow, who makes a fair catch. Good decision there by Chase at the 29-yard line with four white jerseys bearing down on him. So nice job there by the Springfield offense to answer. Defense gets the punt to start the half, and then, 7 of 8 throwing on that drive for Rama.
Very impressive. I mean, if they can hold Haven offense here and duplicate that two times, they're right back in this game.
Panther offense needs to get some momentum going here. Blitz up the middle disrupted the first drive of this half. See if they have an answer for that. Two tight ends, wing to the left is Schuler. On first down, give is to Jairus Adams, and nothing doing. No gain for Adams on that one. And it brings up second down and 10. Gets the clock restarted. That's certainly in the Panthers' favor, but a lot of football still to play here, Mike.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, if Haven can't sustain a drive and has to give the ball back to Springfield, and Springfield can make another effort like they just did, there's time to do this.
No gain for Adams, who had 119 yards in the first half. And it's a Panther touchdown. He is the fullback. Wing to the left is Schuler. Barlow goes in motion to the left. And back to pass is Ryder. Has time. Wide open is Peter Blackburn. Hauls it in at the 50. 45. Cuts back at the 40 and down to the 38-yard line. Well, beat open by Miles. And right on the money is Ryder. He's 2 for 2 throwing it tonight. Give him 33 and another first down.
He was about as wide open as you could be and still have other people on the field.
So Blackburn's second catch of the season sets up the Panthers. And, that's the other thing to consider. You've had two tight ends set all game long. They've not used a split end once. And, you can kind of lull a defense to sleep there. Yep. Just run, and then you pull that out of your hat. And 33 yards later, you're at the 38-yard line, 1st and 10, flags on the play pre-snap. So we'll keep an eye.
Haven is saying it's offside defense.
You're going to get a free 5 here for the Panther offense. So it brings up 1st down and 5 from the 33.
Springfield defense is trying to get a bit of an advantage by trying to time the snap, which would be a perfect time for Haven to obviously delay the snap now, which is what I would do in this next play.
A long count maybe would get things slowed down here on the A-gap blitz. Clock restarts. 2:57, 2:56, and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven 20, Springfield 7. 20-0 halftime lead, but Springfield has punched back here in the third quarter. Panthers now 1st and 5 from the 38. There's your hard count.
Yep.
All right. Well, Panthers have drawn it up and found a way to slow momentum here for Springfield. They have been playing with some energy and excitement, and now
do it
a couple
again.
Of big plays and a couple of penalties have slowed the roll a little bit.
Do it again. There's nothing more demoralizing, and it forces the defensive line to really hold back. Because then you come back, if you do it again here, and then you jump off, then you do a fast count the next time, and they don't know what to do.
1st and 10 after two consecutive offside penalties against Springfield. Jairus Adams back in at fullback. Two tight end set, A-gap blitz shown again, and they run the sweep to the near side. Schuler picks up a block, cuts it outside, a stiff arm, and pushes his way to the 22-yard line, gain of 5 more.
Yeah, good coverage, though, for Springfield. They stretched that out pretty nicely. There were 3 white shirts out there. It was well played by Springfield.
2nd down and about 5. Schuler, 9 carries, 59 yards, and a touchdown on the ground.
Under 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yep, things are melting quickly here for the Springfield defense, if they can't get a stop here. So the Panthers knocking on the door of the red zone. 2nd and 5 from the 23. They'll snap from the right hash. Under center is Jack Ryder. Motion man is Schuler. Give inside and a cutback there by Jairus Adams. Good vision to cut it back. And I think we'll be in the neighborhood of a first down here. We'll see.
Good vision and good patience. He really waited for a block to develop and squirted it through where he could.
Gain of 7. Yep, gain of 7 more for Adams, who's up to a 126 on the night. On 15 carries. He's been a busy guy and busier than he wanted to be with Christian Mazur sidelined at the moment. Clock ticks. About 1:15 and counting to play here in the third. 1st and 10 from the 17-yard line. Ryder under center. The give is to Schuler off the right side. He hits the hole and follows Barrar through it and right down to the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. Give him 7 more, and, boy, they have pounded the right side of that line tonight. Not to say it hasn't been effective going left, but the Panthers, the right side in particular, behind Millette and Aiden Prochniak, and, you know, you got the guard on that side, Filios, but Ethan Barrar pulling in front of it has been awfully effective tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
66 yards now for Schuler. Sets them up 2nd down and a long 3. Barlow in the backfield with Jairus Adams. On 2nd down from the 10-yard line, it's Adams straight up the middle. Again, A-gap blitz. He stepped away from one man momentarily, but Brian Layton got a hold of him and stops him for no gain. So it brings up 3rd down and almost 4.
And looks like that'll be the end of the third.
I don't think Coach Clancy's in any hurry to snap it here. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. So we will start the fourth quarter. Over closer to the west end zone here, Panthers will move right to left as we start the fourth when we come back. Thanks again if you're joining us on the WONNewYork.net network or join us live on the archive on HavenFootball.net. We'll be back in just a moment.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the Internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Week 4 action here. Cougars and Panthers. Both teams 2-1 coming in. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play, joined here by Mike Mayer next to me, and Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti back at home, staying a little warmer than us probably
at this point.
But Panthers have stayed pretty hot on the field, and certainly through the first 24 minutes. They led 20-0 at halftime, 20-7 now as the Cougars have fought back nicely. But the Panthers, a big play to Pete Blackburn on a 33-yard catch and run, has them set up now 3rd down and about 3 from the 10-yard line. So probably 4-down territory here for the Panthers. They've had a little trouble running between the tackles here in the third quarter, but see what Coach Clancy draws up as they will snap it from the right hash mark. Two tight ends, Blackburn to the left, Prochniak to the right. Wing to the left is Schuler on third down and almost four. Cougars show blitz momentarily, hard count, and they give to Barlow off the left side. He's got some room, and he ducks inside. It'll be near first down yardage. It's very close.
Yep.
I think the judge on this side says just short. Well, give him three and change. It'll be fourth and inches upcoming here.
Yep.
And, you know, Ryder has been awfully effective on quarterback sneaks.
Well, it's a solid fourth and one. So, you know, it's not a simple fall forward, but it's close to it.
So, 11:28 and counting here to play in regulation. Panthers, fourth and a yard. They've gotten Springfield to jump twice already. Ryder on the keeper off the left side, and I think he has it. Didn't get much, but didn't need much, and they'll stop the clock, move the chains, actually put them on the ground on the far sideline. First and goal to go from the five, I believe.
Not moving
anymore. Are they? Well... Not.
There they go. Look.
Okay, there it is. Ryder picks up two, and the Panthers will have four cracks at it from the five-yard line now, and clock continuing to tick. So, again, this is one way to do it. Panthers, after getting scored on, really have put together a really nice drive that started back at their 30-yard line.
Oh, it started that great pass play.
Nose of the football just outside the five here. Ryder under center. Two tight ends. They show blitz again. They play fake now. Rolling to his right as Ryder has time. Fire into the flat. It is juggled momentarily and then caught for a touchdown. Jarris Adams hauls it in just inside the goal line. And Jarris into the end zone. Excellent play call with the bootleg there. A-gap blitz. Ryder just ran away from it. And Adams in the flat. A little waggle pass. And
I think Ryder could have probably run that in himself, really. There wasn't anybody out there.
Adams didn't squeeze it right away, but hauled it in just before he took a big hit and hangs on for the score, his first receiving touchdown of the year. And now Shankweiler on for the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away, plenty long enough, and right down the middle, 27-7. Strathaven on top. We'll be back in just a moment. Stick with us. Springfield coming back for an answer here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, and you're listening to high school football right here at havenfootball.net.
Thanks, Murph, for sending it back. Panthers go 70 yards with the scoring drive. Jack Ryder, 2 for 2 on the drive, a 33-yard completion to Blackburn to set it up, and finishes with a 6-yard strike to Jarris Adams. He's 3 for 3 on the night. Adams and Schuler found the end zone twice each. And here we go with a low squib kick from Shankweiler. It's picked up at the 15-yard line. This is Dickinson with running room and absolutely belted. Heavy, heavy collision right there. Was that Belleville? Yep, Greg Belleville met him at the 26-yard line and stopped in his tracks.
Adjusting his helmet, which I think was skewed slightly to the right after that hit.
Head was up, though. Good sign there. Yep. Face mask to face mask there on the hit, and glad they wear mouth guards. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep, I'm glad they're young.
Here we go. First and 10 for Springfield, moving left to right here in the fourth quarter. They trail 27-7 and have a shotgun set from their 27-yard line. Here we go. Three wide receivers left, and now they go shotgun snap. Oh, this is into the game for the first time. Quarterback Matt Ellison. Ellison was the starter a year ago. As a junior, threw for over 500 yards and had 5 touchdown passes, but he's back in the game here, or into the game for the first time tonight at quarterback. And Ellison trying to spark the offense here. Empty backfield. Two receivers to the left, three to the right, and it's one more time straight up the middle, and Aiden Prochniak says, well, nope.
I don't know what Springfield is looking at. They've not been able to run up well up the middle of the Panthers all night long, and now quarterback keepers are going to do it for him?
Well,
I don't understand that.
He's picked up 4 on his first 2 carries, so it's third down and 6. Just a little different look, and now they bring Rama back into the game. Baden behind him. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Rama on third and six. Fires to the left flat. It is a low delivery, but a nice job shaking, tackles, and diving for the first down marker. He's going to be very close. We will see. What a great effort there
absolutely.
By Tropiano to make the catch off his shoe tops.
Didn't get wrapped up, and he must have stepped out of bounds early.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Survived the first hit from Schuler, and now fourth and two upcoming. So good work there by Tropiano on a gain of, three.
And Springfield has to go for it. They turn the ball over here, it'll be a disaster, but they really don't have a choice.
Fourth and about two. Baden in the backfield. He takes the handoff straight up the middle. He's going to be stacked up and short. Oh, I don't know. Then he falls forward. Boy, he does fall, have a good tendency, good lean, they'll call it, and he may have it. I don't know.
Maybe you have to call a measurement.
First contact, he was absolutely, look at that. First contact, he was absolutely short, and the Strathaven sideline incredulous here. But, again, they'll set the chains, and they are ready to snap it again. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Rama in the back, backdrop again. Fires deep down this near sideline. Hasn't been out there long ago. Incomplete. Overshoots him. Chase Barlow lurking in coverage at the 35-yard line, and it falls incomplete. So, brings up second down and 10 from the from their own 36.
Longo really, I don't know what happened with his footwork. He was kind of out of position for the pass. I think he thought it was going to fall shorter than it was, and he got caught. It was going behind him, and he had nowhere to go.
All right, they'll try it again. No huddle. Two receivers either side. Rama fires the left flat again one more time. Complete to Chirino on that far sideline. And let's see here. They'll mark him at the 42, I think.
Yeah, it's about 5 yards.
At the 42. So Chirino's fourth catch of the night. Four different receivers have caught one tonight off the arm of Jake Rama. Three receivers now to the right. One to the left on third down and five. Fires the near flat, this time complete to Nate Kane, who's going to push the pile shy of first down yardage. Good tackle there by Chase Nangle. And it brings up fourth and a yard from the 46-yard line. Again, Panthers have to keep this pass rush going here. Mason Green and Prochniak on the outside. Millett on the inside with Nate Perlman. And fourth and just a yard. May go back to Baden here. He's been pretty good on fourth and short earlier. Fourth and a yard, it is Baden. Straight up the middle out of the pistol.
Oh,
lowers the shoulder, and he's definitely got it this time. Picks up about three there. Nice work there. So Baden's been busy with 14 carries tonight. The Panthers have largely held him in check. He has the Springfield touchdown, but 52 yards on those 14 carries, well below what he's used to. Two receivers, three receivers to the left now, one to the right, and Rama back to pass on first and 10. He's back. He wants it all down the far sideline. It is going to be intercepted by Chase Nangle. The sophomore goes high to haul it in. His first varsity interception. And the Panthers force the turnover back at the 30-yard line and just a little bit underthrown that time.
Well, you know, this is when you get behind by 20 points and you're, you know, down under 8 minutes in the game, you got to be doing something and taking some chances. That was not a
well-executed
play. Yeah. You know, it was a decent pass. It just he was well-covered and it fell short and there were three defenders there and – you know, those are the kind of things that are bound to happen. So, you know, and the lesson is, of course, don't get yourself so far behind. You have to make desperation passes like that.
First and 10 at their own 25. Again, two tight ends for the Panthers. They give the sweep to the near sideline. Looking for room is Barlow. Gets a block from Filiosen. Pushes out across the 30 for about 30 to the 31. We'll call it six or seven more there for Chase. Very efficient night once again.
Timeout.
Looks like an...
Oh, we got an injury.
It is an injury. Okay. Yeah. I was hoping for an equipment issue, but it is a Springfield injury.
He's getting up. Looks like he hurt his elbow or his arm.
Yeah, Colin Crawford, the junior, the outside linebacker, he's going to be off under his own power, so good sign there. Hopefully nothing too serious here. Gets a pat on the back from his teammate Mike Grapin, and the Panthers will bring the huddle.
Another experience I had this between seasons was this past around Christmas time. Tried my grandson's hoverboard, lasted about a second and a half, fell off, and broke my left arm.
I do remember
Never
that
broke
now.
Anything in my life.
2020 just keeps on giving, doesn't it?
It's been terrific.
Second down and a long four upcoming here after Barlow went for a handful, and now you got a scramble in the backfield and ball on the ground. So some miscommunication there, Ryder in the backs, and the Panthers will
collided
lose yardage.
And lost the ball, but recovered it.
Lose yardage back to the 26-yard line. Brings up third down in about eight. 6:55 and counting to play here in regulation. Strathaven 27, Springfield 7. Panthers' offense has slowed somewhat here in the third quarter, but third and second half, really. Springfield came out a little sleepy, and I will share with you before the game, Jarris Adams was on the field. He says, they don't look ready. They look like Jarris was absolutely flying before the game. He was excited, but here we go. Greg Belleville into the backfield for the first time as a fullback. On the delay, they give it to Schuler on the counter. He's going to push his way across the 30 out to the 34. Gain of 8, and he is very
first down,
near.
First down, it looks like. Yeah, yep, they give it to him.
Nicely blocked on the counter there, and a good block from Belleville.
And it was a good counter because I lost it. I was still following the quarterback.
74 yards on the ground for Schuler to go with his 37 receiving yards. And another first down for the Panthers and a chance to melt a couple more minutes here. We're halfway through the fourth quarter now. Panthers lead by 20. Tight end to the left is Blackburn. Prochniak to the right. Belleville is your fullback. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler. On first down, they give it to Schuler off the right side again with lots of room. Gets a block from Barrar, and he takes it to the 40, out near the 40. We'll see. Gain of, call it five more for Schuler.
I'm going to make a prediction here. Unless Haven scores on a quick, you know, play, I don't think Haven's giving up the ball for the rest of the game. We'll see.
Yeah, right. We've seen it before where they will give you death by a thousand cuts.
Yep.
You know, 4, 5, 6 yards at a time. And that is could be the recipe right here with 5:20 and counting to play here in the fourth. Two tight ends. Shame on me thinking there's receivers out there. Here it is, Jarris Adams back into the game, who's wrapped up pretty quickly that time.
Good defense.
Across the 40, but pushes out to the 41. Gain of 2. So Adams has been largely held in check here in the second half. Had 119 at halftime and up to 128 now on his with just 3 carries. But he caught the last touchdown, got one through the air, and Schuler has stepped up in the second half, as has Chase Barlow, and a big play by Pete Blackburn as well on the last scoring drive.
Big third down here.
Third and 3. Panthers still trying to melt the clock. 8-man front. Springfield shows blitz. It's Schuler off the right side. He's going to cut his way to first down yardage, I believe.
Yep.
They're going to give him the 45-yard line. That would move the sticks again, and yes, it is.
Yes, it is, and that's going to mean that unless Springfield starts using timeouts, we're going to get this down to at least a 2-minute clock by the time this is next 3-4 series go.
4:15 and counting to play here in the fourth. Matt Schuler, 83 yards on 13 carries. He and Jarris Adams have been the workhorses tonight, with Christian Mazur going out early in the game with an injury. Hope to see him back 7 days from now when we hit the road to Pencrest for the Media Bowl. Tight end flexed to the right, wing to the right as well. Play fake for Ryder, looking for a naked bootleg out to this near sideline across the 45, and he's undercut very nicely there by Clark after a gain of maybe 4. So Ryder just kind of keeping them honest there, right? Everybody going one way and keep the clock moving and pick up, call it 3 yards, maybe 4.
Just something else to defend against.
Yep. 3 carries for 7 yards for Jack Ryder, but he's done his damage through the air tonight. 3 for 3 throwing it, 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Stepped up when they needed it. Two tight ends again. Blitz up the middle coming. Give is to Jarris Adams off the left side. He's across and actually put it down right on the 50-yard line for a gain of 2 more. And Jarris, you can see, just 2 hands on the ball. He knows the job right now.
Yep.
It's not probably a highlight reel run from now to the end unless something opens up. But his job is to take care of the football here with 2:55 and counting to play on the fourth quarter clock. 4th and 4 for Strathaven. And they need the Springfield 46. They'll snap from the left hash. Blackburn, tight end to the left. Prochniak to the right. Wing to the right is Chase Barlow. 8 in the box, splits up the middle. It's Barlow on the sweep to the left side, cuts it back. He's going to dance his way to 1-2. Oh, it's going to be just shy.
Yeah, just shy, about a yard.
Give him 3, and it'll bring up 4th and 1 and a chance to run another play and then melt another probably 30 to 40 seconds off the clock.
I think you'll see another quarterback sneak here.
They need a full yard. Nose of the football at the Springfield 47. Coach Clancy talking it over with Jack Ryder. I think they're going to watch the clock here and say
he may take a timeout.
They're just going to watch the back judge, and as soon as his hand goes in the air, starts swiping it down, then take a timeout as the clock continues to melt. 154, 153. Coach Clancy really does want to get the first down here and then take a knee to ride it out. But in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout with him. Thanks again to our terrific sponsors who have been with us for years or just starting. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening tonight through the WONNewYork.net or live on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, whether you're listening in Colorado like Uncle Ed or listening here in Wallingford or anywhere else in the
Kuala Lumpur
in the world, Panthers need a yard to probably ice this one. 4th and 1 from the Springfield 47. 2 tight ends. Springfield wants to blitz. Ryder on the keeper. Pushes a pile. He's got room now. 35, 30, 25, 20. Jack Ryder in a foot race. Going to be slung down at the 1-yard line, I believe.
Whoa.
Well, he found a seam in there. And a career-high 44-yard run later. That's one way to potentially ice it. And unfortunately, now you've got a Springfield injury at the end of that play.
It's number 2.
Yeah, Chirino, who's had a terrific game on both sides of the
ball. He's been all over the
field,
yep.
Made a touchdown-saving tackle, but he's having some trouble here on this near sideline. So unfortunate here for Springfield in many ways. But Jack Ryder just found a seam. Boy, that flashes us back to you remember the game up at Potts Grove, Kevin Mulholland? Remember this one now?
No.
Okay. 2013 playoffs. 2012 playoffs. We're up at Potts Grove, and Kevin Mulholland changed the play call at the line of scrimmage and went for an 80-yard touchdown run on a quarterback dive. Just saw nobody in the middle of the field and just took the snap and ran. And great job there by Ryder to find a seam on 4th and 1 off the left guard there. And
keep his feet.
So now the question is, do you punch it in one more time?
Or I think you have to try.
Taking a knee? We'll see.
It's a minute 39 left. I don't think you want to take a knee 3 times in a row. But, Clancy's such a gentleman. And, again, I wouldn't do it to rub their noses in, and I just think you're down. Well, it looks like they're going to go to
We'll see. All right. So
victory formation.
Stopped momentarily here as Chirino is helped off the field. So, again, wishing the best for Alex Chirino from Springfield here. Over on that far sideline with an injury, but we'll see what we got here. Panthers well over 300 yards rushing now. A gap blitz coming, and Ryder takes a snap, takes a knee, and that will restart this clock. So Panthers just 2 yards from punching another one in.
Yep.
As you said, the gentleman on the near sideline here, Coach Clancy, is going to say that's enough. 27-7, Strathaven on top here as the clock ticks down to about a minute to go. The Panthers will need to snap it 2 more times, I believe, to melt the rest of the clock. And Springfield, they were game tonight, Mike. They had a slow start, but came back punching after halftime.
Oh, they started taking off, and they had a great drive in the first half, in the first series. Just couldn't make it work. And, of course, that's a credit to Haven's defense, which was outstanding.
Outstanding indeed, especially through the first half, slowing things down. Ryder takes a snap, takes a knee, keeps this clock moving again, 45 seconds. So just a heads up that 7 days from now we will be on the road, the annual Media Bowl, the battle of Route 252 here, Springfield and Pencrest. We will be over at Lewis Scott Field and maybe broadcasting from a phone again, as we did in week one at Radnor. But whatever it is, we'll try to keep you posted throughout the week as to our broadcast plans and so forth. So thanks in advance to Chip Olinger and everybody over at Pencrest for helping to help make that happen. Thanks again to the Cougars and Strathaven for giving us a great game tonight. We are going to go final 13 seconds, 12 seconds, and the players are heading to the sidelines. The Panthers do not need to snap it again, and 27-7. Strathaven gets their third win in four games in this short season. So we'll take a short time out, be back for a quick wrap-up, and glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Jaws, for sending it back. Strathaven 27, Springfield 7, and Mike, another dominating performance by the offensive line and three running backs tonight in large part, and they mix in a couple of big plays from Jack Ryder through the air and then on the ground at the end to seal it. Hey, heck of a job here by the Panthers, and one more regular season to go, and then we get a crossover game with maybe a Haverford or a Garnet Valley, or we'll see.
Who knows?
Yep,
who knows?
We'll see. But any football we can get over the next 2 weeks, we will take it. And again, our hopes in the bigger picture here and the world around us is that everybody can stay safe and healthy between now and
absolutely
then.
Yeah, Central League is, knock on wood, has stayed safe relative to actually all sports. So let's hope it stays that way and we get the season, because I don't know what we're going to expect for winter sports, if anything.
Yep. So in the meantime, though, it has been an absolute pleasure once again here. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman for holding things
absolutely
down back at home and with the stats and the halftime chatter. My favorite part of the night, so I'm distracted here as I'm watching the Strathaven players run down to the band, who, again, normally is sitting in the stands here in front of us, but they are over playing outside of the end zone, and the alma mater being played, and the Panthers salute the efforts of the band and band front here. But for Mike Mayer, we're going to try this again 7 days from now. Thanks again, buddy. You did a great job with the engineering and color commentary, as always.
Always a pleasure listening to you call a game.
And we will have a lot more to say on the website in the days ahead. Check out scores, stats, and play of the game features later on this weekend. We'll be back for Pencrest next week. Final score tonight is Strathaven 27, Springfield 7. Brian Carroll signing out. Good night, everyone, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.